Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Ohio's Olympic medal history. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Today marks opening day of the Summer Olympics in Paris, where American athletes like Simone Biles and Sha'Carri Richardson will be vying for the gold. They're part of a tradition that stretches back 100 years, when a different athlete was competing in the City of Lights. With a running start, Ohioan William DeHart Hubbard long jumped more than 24 feet at the 1924 Paris Olympics, becoming the first Black American to win a gold medal in an individual Olympic event. His nephew, former Ohio Secretary of State Ken Blackwell, joins me to talk about the accomplishment. Hi, Ken.
Hey, it's good to be with you.
So your uncle got his start as a star athlete at Walnut Hills High School in Cincinnati. He played football and baseball there and really excelled at track and field. But, you know, going from a high school star to an Olympic star is quite the leap. How did DeHart Hubbard get from one to the other?
Well, he had a tremendous work ethic, and he didn't believe in boundaries. he thought that records were established to be broken, and he put the effort and work against breaking records.
In 1924, 299 U.S. athletes went to the Paris Olympic Games. Only four were Black, a disproportionately small number compared to the racial makeup of America at that time. What kinds of challenges did DeHart Hubbard have to overcome to be one of those four competitors?
One of the keepsakes of our family was a photo of him on the ship going from the U.S. to France. And it always was interesting to hear what his experience was on that ship. You know, how he had to practice, that he was in the bow of the boat. It was sort of almost an apartheid. The Hispanic athletes were a couple of levels up. And he spent a lot of time with them. And unfortunately, when he got to Paris, the International Olympic Committee told him that the 100 was still a white-only event. And so he didn't get to compete.
Wow. So DeHart Hubbard didn't compete in the 100-yard dash, but he did go on to win the Olympic gold for his long jump, and the next year he went on to break the world record. Can you help us understand just how significant that was?
It was breakthrough. He always knew that his record was set to be broken. When Ohio State rededicated the track, that's the Jesse Owens track, Jones was deceased, but his wife was there, and she told me that my uncle was one of Jesse's heroes. That just meant so much. You could see that continuum of attitude and determination to be better.
In a 1970 tape-recorded interview from University of Michigan archives, DeHart Hubbard says he credits sports with helping to break down racial barriers. Let's listen.
As you know, there have been two activities that have contributed a whole lot to racial understanding. One is sports.
So I'm curious, Ken, do you think that's still true today? And what role, if any, do you think the Olympic Games play in bringing us together?
What I love about the Olympic Games and what I think it still underscores is meritocracy. You win a race because you merit that win. My uncle was a big champion in saying, we must make sure that every American has an opportunity to do his or her best. That doesn't necessarily mean that they will always come in first place, but they must have an opportunity.
Wow, I love that. Well, that was Ken Blackwell talking about his uncle, William DeHart Hubbard, gold medalist at the Paris Olympics 100 years ago. Ken, thank you for sharing this story with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.